Today, these streets and the adjacent alley are peaceful avenues lined with small-town businesses. In the fall of 1892, it was the site of citizens defending their town against one of the most notorious gangs of the 19th century. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Each day, The American Countryside brings you a new and interesting feature from somewhere across the nation. This Christmas, you can bring a piece of The American Countryside home with you or give it as a gift. Our stories have been transformed into books and CDs that will keep you entertained at home or in the car. Just go to AmericanCountryside.com to see the entire collection of books and CDs from The American Countryside. Be sure to leave us a note so Andrew can personally autograph your items for yourself or a friend. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com, where we always provide free shipping.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is, because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
On October 5th, 1892, Bob, Gratt, and Emmett Dalton, Bill Power, and Dick Broadwell, the Dalton Gang as they were known, entered their old hometown of Coffeyville, Kansas. The job was to rob both of the town's banks simultaneously.
When they came into town, they had fake sideburns and beards and things to try to disguise themselves, but they had grown up here, so anybody who had been in Coffeyville long enough would recognize at least Gratt, because he was the oldest.
Alec McKenna recognized the brothers, followed them, and saw the bank heist begin to unfold. Wendy Alvey says by the time the robbers emerged from the two banks, 25 citizens had armed themselves and opened fire on the gang.
So they were shot at and missed, and then they ran back in the bank and came out the back door. And then that's where they had their first victim. There was a young man by the name of Lucius Baldwin who was coming out the back door of Isham's Hardware with a little revolver. And Bob Dalton was heard to tell him to drop the gun, and for some reason Lucius didn't, and Bob shot him and killed him.
The five members of the gang attempted to reach their horses, tied in what is today known as Death Alley.
Death Alley was a straight line from the doorway of, guess what, Isham's Hardware, where everybody had guns and ammunition. So it was like a shooting gallery. The first of the outlaws to die was Bill Power, and he was killed in the alley.
Four citizens were killed defending their town. Emmett Dalton was the only bandit to survive. He served part of his life sentence, was pardoned by the governor, and lived to age 66 in California. The Dalton Defenders Museum depicts the story of the bank heist that resulted in the demise of the infamous Dalton Gang. Traveling the countryside in Coffeyville, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.